Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning, Rabbi.
And anyone who may be listening. I just found out that there is another guy that listens.
Gentlemen.
Another gentleman that is listening. Hello, gentlemen that is listening. It could be there are more gentlemen than I'm listening. And ladies, of course.
Lady Ellison.
And anyone. That was the inclusive. Okay, so we were just finishing off chapter 206, Resh Vav, the last Sif, Sif Vav, number 6. We were just finishing up here, which was the halacha of when you take a fruit in your hand and you make the bracha, subsequently you drop the fruit. It's on page 230. So you take a fruit in your hand and you make a bracha, and then subsequently you drop the fruit and it either gets lost or gets ruined, spoiled. Then, according to the Shulchan Aruch, you have lost your bracha. The bracha was not chal; it didn't fall, didn't land on anything, and therefore it's not going to count for anything, even if there was another fruit like that right in front of you, because it never landed. Mm-hmm. Okay, this was the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch. The Ramah comes along and adds. He says, as long as you didn't have it in mind to continue eating something afterwards. Which the Ramah points out that this means that you didn't have in mind specifically to eat something afterwards. Meaning, implying that if it was just stam das, if it was just like you sort of, I might eat, maybe I might not eat, then that's not going to count. That wouldn't work. You would need to make a new bracha. You have to have explicit intention to continue eating.
About this specific apple, as opposed to another one.
If there are other apples in front of you, for example, the example we raised was. A case of if you're eating, you have a meal, you have a plate full of food, and you pick up, one piece of broccoli, and then that piece of broccoli falls on the floor. Of course, you plan on eating, explicitly, and plan on your intention is to continue eating the rest of the meal. So, according to the Ramah, that would be absolutely fine. You would be able to eat and continue eating. However, if it's just that in the middle of the table there's a fruit bowl, and yeah, it could be after this clementine, I might also want to have another clementine or another apple or something. Then in such a case, the Ramah says that's no good.
But this is only if apple, for example, for
only if it got lost or spoiled so much that you wouldn't eat it.
Oh yeah, that's
apple. I bite and found something.
Well, if you bit,
wrong, can say I cannot eat it.
If you bit and swallowed, I guess you'd be okay.
Not swallowed.
If you bit and swallowed, then you're okay.
If you
bite it and you spit it out and you find out that it's no good, it would be the same halacha.
The same
thing. That it's gone.
Yeah, it's gone to you.
Okay, so that was that halacha over there. Now we will continue to the end of this sif over here. From the top of the next page, the Shulchan Aruch is going to continue. The tzarech loymar, in such a case where you made the bracha, and we said, remember, if you remember in the past, if we said you found you were making a bracha on something and you realized it wasn't very good, it was a bit off. There, we'd say, as long as it's edible, even though it's not really very edible, but as long as it's somewhat edible, then you should rather eat it. Otherwise, if you're making a bracha and you're not eating it, then that's a waste of a bracha. That's called a bracha levatala. Okay, so in such a case, though, there is a bracha levatala. Yeah, there's nothing you can do about it. It was unintentional. It was accidental. It was b'shogeg. It's not you're not. You're not accountable or culpable for it. But nevertheless, there was a bracha levatala. Therefore, says the Shulchan Aruch, v'tzarich loyma baruch shem kavod malchus say lo ilam v'ed. You have to say baruch shem kavod malchus say lo ilam v'ed al shehaitzi shem shemayim levatala, on the fact that you said the name of Hashem for no reason. Mm-hmm. Even though at the time that you said it, there was a very good reason. Yeah, but the fact that it wasn't chal, it didn't land on anything, extenuating circumstances and all that, but the fact that it didn't land, that's not good. You need to say baruch shem kavod malchus say lo ilam. Okay? Now, so it continues the Shulchan Aruch. V'im ochal kishanofel baruch ato Hashem v'loy oma elakenu. And if at the moment that it fell, all you'd said was baruch ato Hashem, yeah, and you hadn't finished off the bracha, and then it fell, and now, oyvei, what am I going to do about my? I don't have my apple. I don't need to finish the bracha. Now the apple's gone. Don't need to finish the bracha. Then yisayim v'yoyma lamdeni chukecha. Then you should continue. You should finish off your words that you were saying with lamdeni chukecha, right? As opposed to saying baruch ato Hashem. Oh, that's like gone. That's finished. What do I do? Or baruch ato Hashem. Well, maybe I'll just finish the bracha anyway. No, you can't finish the bracha. Rather, what do? You say baruch ato Hashem. Oh, lamdeni chukecha. Why? Why does that help? Sheyehei nira kakore pasuk. Because that, it looks like you're just reading a pasuk. Because there is a pasuk in the Torah which says, Baruch Ata Hashem, Lamadini Chukecha, in Tehillim. In Kuf Yud Tes. Which pasuk? Somewhere between 8 and 16, yeah.
This is paragraph in specifically mentioned fruit.
Yes, but this is everything. This applies for everything.
This means for vegetables.
Yeah, yeah. This one, applies for everything.
That's one. Anybody who says Tehillim, anybody who's doing Shemira, there's always a base, always bain or bat, you know. So.
All right. Yeah. Yeah, this applies. You've asked that question before, but yeah, this is coming up because a lot of the halachas that we saw at the beginning of this chapter were relevant specifically to, right, what if you said Boyre Pri Hadama on something which is really Boyre Pri Eitz. We're going through all these sort of like relevant halachas to brachas over here, so that's why we're talking specifically about fruits. But this is the things which are not fruit specific are going to apply for everything. As we saw, that some of these halacha, the previous halacha of the previous halacha of hefsek, of an interruption, even applied to birkas ha-mitzvahs, right? The brachas that you make on mitzvahs, right? After you say the bracha, you have to do the mitzvah straight away. You shouldn't be an interruption. So that we applied, even though birkas ha-peris is a completely different category to birkas ha-mitzvahs. Birkas ha-peris is birkas ha-nenin. That's the brachas you say on benefit, on pleasure. And birkas ha-mitzvahs is the blessing you say on doing a mitzvah. Even though it's a completely different category, it still applies to these halachas. Okay, so this would be the same thing over here. Yeah, if you
drop your lulav.
If you were saying baruch ata Hashem, and then ayve, my pitam of my esrog fell off. Yeah.
No, but this for soup can be very complicated.
Yeah. What do you mean?
You have spoon. Is this is what safe?
Yeah, yeah, but that we already said.
Yes. Yeah,
if your intention is you're continuing to eat it, then that's yeah. Okay, so you finish by saying the pasuk Baruch Ata Hashem Lamdeinu Chukecha. That's like you're saying a pasuk. And then you will not have taken the name of Hashem in vain because you said a pasuk. You're allowed to say Shem Shemayim when you're saying a pasuk. Aval, however, says the Shulchan Aruch, Ha'imed al amas ha'mayim. This we already saw this halacha when you are standing by a stream of water. Mevarich v'sheisa. Then, so here you go.
Yeah.
Right here. Aval, however, if you're standing by a stream of water, you're allowed to make a bracha and drink. Even though the waters that you're drinking now weren't in front of you at the moment that you made the bracha, you're allowed to make the bracha is not levatala, because that was your intention when you first made the bracha.
Would you try that again?
We brought the case of we said the halacha is that you have to, the thing that you're making the bracha on has to be in front of you when you make the bracha.
Yeah.
So we asked the question: how about a stream of water, a drinking water fountain? What do you call it?
Bubbler.
Yeah. So that the water is not in front of you. The water you're going to be drinking is not in front of you at the time you make the bracha. So. The Shulchan Aruch brings this case and says that that's okay. Why? Because that was your kavana. That was your intention. Your intention was, I'm making the bracha of, you know, the stuff that's like halfway down the pipe right now. Right? I'm not going to be drinking this. So my bracha is not going to go on this water. That's definitely going to be gone. But the stuff that's, you know, just coming out into the water system.
You don't have to
run down the stream.
No, but usually we have a cup of water before drinking.
Gathering a cup of water is even better.
We're saying if you're in a situation where you have to drink from a stream. Yeah.
Well, it's better to do
it
in a cup of water.
To put it in
your
hand.
Yeah, this is what what I try to do is put a bit in your hand, but sometimes it's difficult to do.
Fountain is probably the best example. Because there's nothing really you can do other than
right. But then if you remember, the Mishnah Berurah brought the question of what's different when someone else is bringing it. If someone else is bringing it, then what's the difference? Yeah. So there we said the difference is because that's tolei b'das acherim. There you're relying on someone else bringing it. He may change his mind, or they may trip over with your milkshake.
Yeah.
Masha Inkain. Yeah. Unlike this case of the water, is definitely coming. Yeah, it's extremely unlikely that the water supply of the water supply is just gonna break. And okay, Shkoyach, that's Sefer Reish Vav. Well done. Okay, so now we have a couple of options of what we can continue with now. We completed 206 now, yeah. Mm-hmm. So we do have a couple of options. I'll just run them past you. We can try and make a decision together. One is we can just go through, just continue straight through onto the next halachas, which is Reish Zayin, which goes, that's the bracha achrona on fruits. That's the bracha of Brei Nefashos, which is just one sif. It's just one little halacha there. Mm-hmm. The following that is Me'ein Shalish, is the three-part bracha for Al HaMichya. There's a little bit later, there's the rules of which order you make brachas on when it comes to fruits, mm-hmm. which order. Should you make it on first with the order of the fruits, your preference, or which one is complete, which one is incomplete? So there's those halachas as well. There's after that comes Ikar and Tofel. Maybe what are you guys? Just anything, whatever.
Just continue.
Yeah. Okay. Let's continue.
We'll roll on.
Let's
roll on. Whatever. Either way, it's all.
Do we have three of us in agreement?
Interesting.
No, but the question is about only blessing. We don't go to the completely different direction.
Oh, unless you have something that you'd like to do completely different.
If you have something.
If you have something else, then please.
This is a good time.
Did you have something in mind?
Not yet. No, but we have different subject.
Mm-hmm. Right, there are many different subjects.
Yeah, but I don't know. Not to see what is available.
In this book, I think. Up to Rish. Well, it goes up to Mincha and Meiriv.
but
after
we're not
going
to go with the wings for tomorrow, so.
Thank you, Mrs. Steinberg. Okay. If anyone has anything else?
Today, probably we can continue with.
Okay. Maybe. Yeah, if there's anything at all, like any area of, you know, of halacha that you'd be interested in.
Sure.
Anything which interests you, we're happy.
Mm-hmm. It's just to speak something about. We never heard something completely new, because blessing is part of our regular life. It's nice.
But there's a lot of halachas that we don't know, right. And there's a lot of the reasoning behind the halachas that we don't know as well.
Right.
Okay.
I agree that there's a lot that we don't know. Mm-hmm. Okay. Let's continue now.
Okay.
If anyone has any ideas during the week, then
okay.
Let me know as early as you can in the week. Please, preferably before Shabbos, though. Okay, so let's continue with Reish Zayin. Peiros Ha'ilan, fruits of, this is now 207, fruits of the tree, Chutz Mechamesh HaZeminim, except from the five species. Mm-hmm. Okay, the five species being?
Figs.
Grapes, figs, olives, dates, pomegranates.
Did you get all of them? What did you say?
Olives.
Figs. What did you say?
Olives.
Olives. Figs.
Grapes.
We had two people counting and there was overlap. Figs, dates, grapes, olives, and pomegranates.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, we got all of them.
Nice. So, great.
You're really encouraging.
Great, Richard. Great.
Grape?
Great.
That was great.
Okay, fruits of the tree, except for the five species. These are the special fruits that the land of Eretz Israel is praised for. The kol peres adama v'irakos, and all of the fruits of the ground, and vegetables, and greens. The kol davar she'ein gedulah min ha'aretz, and anything else which is not grown from the ground. Bracha achreina shelohem, the after bracha for them, is b'irei nefashis rabbis. And if you ate from all of these different species, yeah, you ate an egg, and you ate an apple, and you ate, you drank some water, and you ate a potato, yeah, we've got very many, many different species, different types of foods there, then you only need to make one bracha after all of them, that's going to count for everything. And this bracha does not have a chasima. A chasima is a conclusion. Yeah.
What do you mean by conclusion?
That it doesn't end with Baruch Hashem.
Okay. So the Gemara in brachas. In fact, we can. Yeah, we'll read to the end, and then we'll speak out the Gemara and brachas. Okay, brachas chaysim baba lo shame. This bracha concludes without the shame. Sheyachtoim kach baruch chei ha'olamim. Yeah, how do we? The conclusion of this one is baruch chei ha'olamim, as opposed to baruch atah Hashem chei ha'olamim. It just ends baruch chei ha'olamim. Okay. Now,
but this is it's excluded. It means if you eat something from land of Israel, something you need to say something else.
And if it's something from the land of Israel, just a regular fruit from the land of Israel, then it just gets brei nefashis as well.
But if
only if it's the special five fruits,
the blessing should be different.
The blessing is going to be al ha'etz, like the al hamichya.
Mm-hmm.
One is the longer one.
Mm-hmm.
The blessing after a snack, as they call it in the Art Scroll Siddur.
Right. Yeah, so if you eat an apple from Israel, it's still Borei Nefashot.
It's apple in general.
Yeah.
Apple is a general.
It's not one of the
Israel
apple.
If you eat an olive from Israel, it's going to be
it's even different.
Al HaPeiros. If you eat an olive from America, they don't make olives in America.
Yes, they do.
Yeah, they do.
Italy,
or
Spain,
yeah,
Portugal,
Greece. Yeah, no, so there the bracha is also going to be al hapeiros. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's only there's a general category of fruits which the land of Israel are praised for. Nothing to do with Israel, nothing to do with outside of Israel. It's these five fruits are special fruits.
Because
they require their own special
bracha.
Different
endings on fruits from Israel.
We also do.
Yeah.
We also do.
Okay.
Ashkenazim also do. Yeah. But that's
but this is fruits from Israel, not you should not be in Israel.
Not that it's from Israel. Nothing to do with being from Israel. It's these are the special fruits. There's a pasuk in the Torah which praises the land of Israel for five specific fruits.
And doesn't make a difference where they growing.
Doesn't matter where it's growing.
This would be a good chart. This
means grape is grape.
Grape is a grape wherever it's from. It's always going to get a special after bracha. Yeah, figs are always going to get a special after bracha. Pomegranates, even if they're grown in Mexico, are going to get a special after bracha. Mm-hmm. Okay, and any other fruits, no matter where they're from, even if they're from Israel, then nectarine, you know, that's grown, or Jaffa orange that's grown in Israel, gets a brain of fashis.
Mm-hmm. Even though it's specifically a specific variety.
Provided Orla and all the
Trumas
and
Maestros
and Maestros and
Shemitah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm not getting onto the mitzvah satelius baretz halachas over here. Okay, now have a look at the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Aleph, Peiros HaIlan. Mishnah Berurah here.
Oh, down.
Okay, Mishnah Berurah says, Ubidiyavad, we said, Peiros HaIlan, fruits of the tree, excluding the special five, they get brain of fashis. Ubidiyavad, says the Mishnah Berurah, in Beirach Aleihem al Ha'etz val Pri Ha'etz, Yatzah. Yeah, according to the Mishnah Berurah over here, that if you said the long bracha after any other types of fruits, then you're yotzi. You fulfilled your obligation of making an after bracha. If you said ala peiros. Yeah, it reminds me of when I was first becoming religious. I ate a nectarine, and I said the after bracha, and someone was like, "What did you just say?" I just said the after bracha of you know al hapeir like on the fruits because I just had fruit. He's like, you don't say that on fruit. I didn't know.
Yeah.
Yeah. You don't say that on fruit. He said you have to say brain of fashis now.
So he was
okay. He was wrong. You don't need to say brain of fashis now. You were yotzi bidiyavet. Yeah, retroactively, post facto, you still fulfilled your. Yeah, you still said the bracha counted. Mm-hmm. It worked because it was. It was a la Paris. Yeah,
it would,
you didn't.
It would
you
have
didn't
to be
lie.
Pre-Hi-H, though, right? I mean,
it would have to
pineapple.
Be
pineapple.
It would have to be yeah, for sure. Because there's no
right, just
option of al ha, you know, al ha
right.
Paris or adama.
Yeah,
yeah, it's pre-Hi-H.
Pineapple,
it's
pre-adama. Yeah,
it's in most cases.
That's actually a mistake I made.
Pre-Hayetz is enough.
I called it pre-Hayetz and I made the.
In most cases, pre-Hayetz is enough to say after any fruit.
Usually it's brain of ashes.
I prefer not to dwell on.
How does it say it over here?
Yeah.
Once after the end events, one.
After the event, that means post facto, if you did not say the right bracha. The right bracha on an apple is brain of ashes, the after bracha. Do you know what I mean by brain of ashes?
Not yet.
Okay.
Yeah. Same page.
Same page, which is?
Oh. 196.
Why should we expect that you should know that?
Here.
What page is it?
200.
Ah. Well, that's close. Yeah. Likewise.
Yeah. this. You seen this before? Yeah.
See, after Kiddush every week, the rabbi makes the two...
Broca Corona!
Yeah.
And this is the second one he makes.
So he says that first...
Oh, we're saying Borei Nefashos?
No, this is...
Oh,
this is,
okay.
Yeah. So this here, you have four... What does that say? What does this say? That top, that line there?
After the grain.
After grain, good. Yeah. That's Al HaMichya, right? That's this one here. Yeah. Al HaMichya, good. What does it say?
After the wine.
After the wine. So that's Al HaGefen, Pri HaGefen.
After the fruit.
Okay. Al HaEitz, Al Pri HaEitz. Okay, which fruits? So up here.
Now what I said is after the fruits, AIDS.
Yeah, but...
Good, which fruits? Here. Look at the instructions.
Specifically.
No, but...
And this is those fruits in any form where it's still a fruit, like a raisin.
A raisin as well, yeah.
It's not shayach to me, but...
right.
But, you know, it's...
Shayach, it's just a mishigas.
Right, okay.
Probably this is fruit.
What does it say about fruits?
It's mean five, this is species.
Yeah? Does it say what they are, the five species?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What if
so that's the after bracha for those special types of fruits. Here, yeah, and then so you begin with Al HaEitz V'Apriyeitz, and then you conclude at the end Al HaAretz V'Hala Peiros, Al HaAretz V'Hala Peiros. Right, this is for
okay.
For anything else, this is what we're talking about. Borei Nefashos.
While we're at it, cranberries.
Cranberries, the bracha on cranberries. You know what the bracha rishayna is on cranberries?
Eitz,
priadam, isn't it?
Ha-eitz.
It's ha-eitz.
I was wondering about that.
Mm-hmm. Bracha on cranberries is by pri ha-eitz.
Blueberries would be. They don't come from a tree.
That's one where I've seen a big.
I believe that blueberries are also.
Yeah. Let's look at the.
Why should a blueberry be eitz? Well, you have high bush blueberries.
Yeah.
What nefashot? What does it mean as this word?
Borei Nefashot. Creator of all souls, basically. Yeah. In what context?
Okay, here he says Hadama for cranberries.
Uh-huh.
Oh, really?
Is this Rabbi Bodner?
Yeah. What Boston lettuce?
I thought it was just a brand, but I've seen.
Is that under B?
It's like.
Mm-hmm. Blueberries ha-eitz.
Blueberries are ha-eitz?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
That's not a tree.
It's...
Why? Wild blueberries...
No, but this is...
From low bushes make ha-adama.
No, but this is not a tree. This is
because blueberries grow on high bushes, which are over 9 inches tall.
High bushes are...
So anything which grows over 9 inches tall, the minhag, according to Rabbi Bodner here, is to make ha'eitz.
How do we know which one is the ones? Yeah. Which one?
But
is
this
the
is
air?
Not only fruit trees. It's only shrubs. Shrubs. This is probably
regular blueberries. I mean, would
Would not be wild blueberries. There.
I mean, do grapes grow on a tree? No, they grow from a vine. Yet they're the quintessential pre-ha'eitz.
But it's more. Those last from year to year.
Right. It's more. Rather than I think the specifics of the bush or tree or whatever, it's that's what we take into account.
Because coconuts, would be hard to mow. Mm-hmm. Or is it bananas? Bananas are hard.
Are coconuts Sadama, or are they? I thought they would be pre-hiates, no? All I know is it's one of the few things where you can have the milk and meat together. Both are very good.
Okay.
So coconuts, do we know? Coconuts are hiates, aren't they?
But cranberries come from a bush.
A bog, yeah.
So that's...
Yeah, they're...
So I can understand that he eats.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, coconut is how it eats.
Coconut.
Mm-hmm. Oh, This Bura Nefeshet, it's more general than only five species.
So this is what we said. No, not five species.
Five fruits.
Not five fruits. The five fruits get this one. The five fruits are these. Any fruit which is not the five fruits, and any vegetable, and anything which is not grown on a tree at all.
This is for...
This is for three things.
This is for grains, only for five.
Two is for wine, and three is for five specific fruits. Wherever they grow, those five specific fruits. Anything which does not fall into one of these categories gets brain nefashes. Mm-hmm. So what would that be? One, things which are not grown from the ground at all. So things which are not gidule karka, where they don't grow from the ground. So that's liquids, yeah, drinks, water, milk. Then meat and fish, yeah, animals, meat, fish, eggs, mm-hmm. dairy products.
But this is correct.
And then finally, it's all fruits and vegetables which are not the five, which are not the five species.
What do you call?
Okay, how does he say over?
No, but this is it's read only. Drink and food. When we don't say brocha after the
and so, food,
when don't, we don't say brocha after.
You, when you're not saying grace after meals, you mean?
Yeah, but it is but
medicine.
If we don't say brocha after, what this is? Yeah. It's brocha after.
Maybe brocha after he means like birkas hamazon, benching.
But this is also...
Or maybe he's talking about this one.
Maybe this is not benching, this is also not benching. Maybe this means only you don't say this one.
Let's see what this says in English.
Because this can...
Okay. After eating or drinking any food from which neither birka... Here, he says... After eating or drinking any food, see if you can read it in here. After eating or drinking any food for which neither Birkas HaMazon nor the three-faceted blessing applies, such as fruits other than the above, vegetables or beverage other than wine, then you say this.
The same page?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But this is really small.
Yeah, that's what I read. After eating or drinking any food that you don't say Birkas HaMazon or the three-parted blessing.
The specific, what is Baruch after eat?
Birkas HaMazon.
Okay.
Birkas HaMazon means grace after meals. No, that's after washing, after bread. Or the three...
But this is not called. But this is bracha, so not called after the. Is
it's called a bracha achrona, but it's not called Birkas HaMazon. I don't know what they're calling it.
No, but this is.
What do they call this?
No, this is The terminology.
It's a terminology. What he means is any after eating anything that you don't say either.
Okay. Talking about brocha after the food.
Either this.
Or
you don't say this, then you say this.
Okay. But this is, but what is it? It's not called brocha after?
Yeah, it's called a brocha achreina. Mm-hmm. Bracha achreina means after blessing.
But it's
not a specific after blessing. This is a specific after blessing called Birkas Hamazon. This is one called Bracha Achas Me'ein Shalesh, the three-parted, three-faceted.
But they all say it's a different name, but it's Bracha after.
Yeah. Anything which does not get one of those after brachas gets this after bracha.
Okay.
And that's what we're talking about over here in this halacha. So let's go through it again. Peres Ilan, fruits of the tree, except the five species. V'chol peres ha'adama v'irakos, and all fruits of the ground and vegetables and greens. V'chol davar she'ein gidulu min ha'aretz, and anything which is not grown from the ground, then the bracha achreina shalohem b'rei nefal sheis rabbis. The after bracha of them, those, is going to be b'rei nefal sheis rabbis. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's the halacha.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, then the final halacha that we saw in this sif was that it doesn't have a chasima. It does not have a conclusion to the bracha. The conclusion, the chasima, is baruch chei ha'ilamim. We don't have a chasima. The conclusion doesn't have shem shemaim. It doesn't have the name. We don't say baruch atah Hashem chei ha'ilamim. We say baruch chei ha'ilamim. Okay, now what does this mean? Is referring to a halacha which is brought in the Gemara in Brachas, which says that any bracha which does not have shame umalchus is not considered a bracha. Okay, if it doesn't have shame umalchus, doesn't have the name of Hashem and mentioning His kingship, then that's not a bracha. So this is talking about when we say Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, that's what we call Shem Malchus.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it also, let me see this halacha. Let me go.
Is that specifically when it doesn't end with that bracha, or it doesn't mention it in the bracha anywhere?
Let me find that. Find that Gemara.
actually tell a story about a rabbi who came for his test to see if he could get smicha? You know that? So he said a little fruit in front of him.
Yeah. Okay. I heard this. So he never ate fruit again.
No, what happened was he went through and the story. So he went. He said all of the bracha, you know, the perfect order for all of them.
Okay, here we go. So the Gemara in Brachas says, Kol ha-brachas kulan. All brachas, poseach behem b'baruch, v'chosem behem b'baruch. They open, they begin with a baruch, and they end with a baruch. Okay, and this baruch...
The long one version.
This baruch that we're referring to means baruch atah Hashem. Okay, mm-hmm. They begin with baruch atah Hashem, and they end with baruch atah Hashem.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, chutz, except for birkas ha-peris. Birkas and mitzvahs, except for Birkas HaPeres, because Birkas HaPeres is just a short bracha. Yeah, a short bracha does not have an end. Doesn't end with bracha with a baruch. It begins with a baruch, but it's just a short bracha. So it begins, and that barely the beginning is the ending.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and Birkas and mitzvahs is also Baruch Ata Hashem. Yeah, that's the end of the bracha. That's a short bracha. And another exception is when you have brachas which are side by side, the beginning one will begin, that will open with baruch, and then the next one is, seeing as it's next to it, that uses the opening of the first one as well.
Neshama in the morning,
not according to the art scroll, they have it in a different order for some reason. But
Shemayin Esrei. Shemayin Esrei. Asher Yetzer? Is that
Yeah, that's how I say it.
Yeah, me too.
The art scroll for some reason puts in a different order.
That's I think that's they say it in the typical Ashkenaz. They have it after the Birkas HaTorah.
Birkas HaTorah there, yeah.
But it's not the in that case, it's after the Pesukim, so it's not even...
Yeah, so the Tosfos here speaks about Asher Yatzar.
Yeah.
There's a long Tosfos here about that.
Mm-hmm.
And Elokeinu Sham, I mean.
Yeah.
Okay, so... Okay, so this is the rule. This is the rule. The rule is that any bracha needs to begin with baruch, and it needs to end with baruch. Okay, so the question is, what's with Barei Nefashos? Right, this one over here, Main Shalish, it starts baruch atah Hashem, blah, 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 and then at the end it says baruch atah Hashem. It begins with baruch and it ends with baruch. Right, over here, when it comes to Barei Nefashos, it opens with baruch atah Hashem, but the end is not. It says Baruch Chei Ha'olamim. It doesn't end with Baruch Atah Hashem Chei Ha'olamim. So what's the reasoning for this? So here, if you have a look at the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkat and Hey, down the bottom, right at the bottom of the page, here, Mr. Steinberg.
Mm-hmm.
Have a look at this Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah says, Sheyesh Chayseim Bar B'loy Shem. Yeah, we conclude this bracha without the name. This is number 5 in the Mishnah Berurah. Yeah, there you go. So it ends without the name of Hashem. Why? Sheyesh oimim, because there are those that opine. Shehi matbea aruka, that it is really just one, a short bracha, but a long short bracha. A short bracha like Birkas HaPeres, like the blessing, you know, of Shehakol Niyabad, it's a short bracha.
Mm-hmm.
Right, but this is just a short bracha, but just a long version of a short bracha.
Right.
One second. I don't think that's what he's saying. Ah, here we go. Okay, no. That's not what he means. Okay, that's not what he means. He says, "Why? Because there are the conclusion we say is without the shame. We say Baruch Chei Ha'olamim. Okay, as opposed to the same brain of flesh as rabbis for chesman and kol mashbar lachis by nefesh kochai.
Okay.
We conclude baruch chei ha'olamim. Do you see that? Now what we have over here is we have the blessing. Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam. Borei nefashos rabbis for chesman and kol mashbar lachis by nefesh kochai. Full stop. Then baruch chei ha'olamim. But it doesn't say Baruch Ata Hashem Chei Ha'ilamim.
It says, but
it does have a bar. It does have a conclusion, but the conclusion doesn't have shame, doesn't have the name of Hashem. Okay.
But what is it
now? Bearing? So what's going on? Why are we? If you're concluding, conclude properly with the shame. Yeah. If you're not concluding, then leave out the Baruch Chei Ha'ilamim.
Right.
So that means there are three kinds now. The simple kind where there's you only have the bruch on the front. One that has front and back, and end, and one with abbreviated.
So we'll see that this is actually not a third category. This is not really a third category at all. We'll see why we do it. Okay. Well, the question stands, right? Why is either we're saying the chasima and it should be a proper chasima, should be a proper conclusion with Baruch Ata Hashem Chei Ha'ilamim, or it should be nothing at all. Again, to clarify, for those who are listening, we're discussing the Borei Nefashos Bracha, which is found in the Arts Cross Siddur, the top of page 202, 203 in English. So the Mishnah Berurah at the bottom over here, Sifkaton Hey, says, What are we doing? Why do we make a, we say, we're Chosem Ba, below shame. We make a Chasima, we make a conclusion without the name. We say Baruch Chei Ha'olamim. Okay, why? Sheyesh Oimrim, because there are those that say Sheimat Be'aruka, that it is a long bracha, and a long bracha requires a chasima. A long bracha requires a conclusion. If it's a long bracha, just like the bracha Me'ein Shalish, that requires a conclusion. Asher Yatzar is a long bracha. Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam. Right, then it gets to the end. Baruch Atah Hashem. That's a long bracha. So it does require a conclusion. However, yesh oimrim shetiknu bo matbea katzar b'lei chasima. There are those that say that the Anshei Knesset Gedola, when they wrote the Siddur, they made this bracha as a short bracha, without a conclusion, without a chasima. Okay? So now we've got a machlokes. We've got a dispute about what type of bracha is this. Is this a short bracha? Is it a long bracha? If it's a short bracha, doesn't get a chasima. Doesn't get a concluding baruch. If it's a long bracha, it needs a chasima. And if it needs a chasima, if it needs a conclusion, it means with the shame Hashem. But this is what we say, says the Mishnah Berurah. Lekach, therefore, toiv sheyachtoim. It's good to make a chasima. It's good to make a conclusion because there's the opinion that you should make a chasima. It's a long bracha. However, below shame, you should do it without the name because of the opinion, in deference to the opinion that says that it doesn't require a chasima. If it doesn't require a chasima, then you can't add the shame there.
This is a compromise.
So this is a compromise. Yeah. This is a compromising. We are fulfilling both opinions.
Yeah.
You know, kind of, sort of, to say that we're having a chasima, but, we're having a chasima in deference to the person who says that it's a long bracha, but in deference to the person who says, the opinion that says that it's a short bracha, we're not gonna allow ourselves to say the Shem Hashem, because it might be not required, and then it will be Moitzi Shem Shemayim Levatala.
What category of bracha is the Tefillah Sadera considered? That has the same.
So that's a very interesting discussion amongst the poskim about tefillas aderech.
Yeah.
But that's a very, very strange one because that's not poseach b'baruch. That does not begin with baruch.
Right. Okay.
You don't find many brachas like that don't begin with baruch. Elokei neshama is one of them, and I mean the only ones that we say according to the ones that don't fit into the rule of beginning and ending with Baruch are, the exceptions are fruits, because they only begin, or they only, they don't have anything. They just have the chasima, the end, or the psicha. And bracha smuch lechavrita, bracha which is next to its friend. That doesn't require the opening of the bracha.
That's why I've heard Rabbi Tabaski Shlita says append it to another bracha.
You should append it to another bracha, but which bracha should you append it to? There we'd say you should append it to a bracha which has a psicha.
Yeah.
Okay, so if you would just append it to a shakol niyavadvari, it's not gonna do anything.
Okay. So I think the example he used was Asher Yatzar. So
Asher Yatzar is a good one to append it to. I've heard there are people who have a minag to have like a shtickel sudah. They have like a snack on the. They have some pretzels, and then they say ala mechia, and then straight up running from ala mechia, they go into tefillah sederah. According to this, the barei nefashos would be a question. Okay, it would be questionable about whether you can append it to barei nefashos.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Okay, if we say that it's just a bracha. If we say it's a bracha katsara, a short bracha, then it's not gonna help you.
Mm-hmm.
But the conclusion means only for barei nefashos.
The conclusion we're talking about means this bit.
Only
baruch. No, it means this here. Baruch chei ha'ilanim. We're only talking. Yeah, it's only a discussion.
There is no conclusion here.
No, here there's a conclusion. Baruch atah Hashem. But that's a full conclusion. Baruch atah Hashem.
But question about Allah, this doesn't mention conclusion for short part without mention Hashem.
Yes, the conclusion of the bracha is without the name of Hashem, as opposed to here, the conclusion is with the name of Hashem.
But what is the? Because this is long, this is short.
So that's usually the distinction. The distinction is a short bracha doesn't have a conclusion.
But this is conclusion or not?
So here we're saying it has a conclusion, but it doesn't have the shame, doesn't have the name. So what's going on? Is it a conclusion? Is it not a conclusion? Does it need a conclusion? So we're saying the reason is because there's a machlekas, there's a dispute about whether it needs a conclusion. So we're going to say, well, let's put a conclusion, because some people say it's a long bracha and it needs a conclusion. However, some of them say that it's a short bracha, doesn't need a conclusion, in which case we can't say the shame. Can't say the name of Hashem. So we do a conclusion, we make a compromise, and we make a conclusion without the name of Hashem.
Mm-hmm. It means this last sentence is conclusion.
The last sentence is the conclusion. Baruch, blessed, but we don't say Baruch atah Hashem chei ha'ilamim. We say Baruch chei ha'ilamim. Okay, let's finish off the Mishnah Berurah. V'das Hagra, the opinion of the Vilna Gaon, is lachtoim ba b'shem, is actually to conclude this bracha with Hashem. Kamosha Muzka B'Yushalmi, as is mentioned in the Yushalmi. Umekomakim ha'olam no nagu kain. The minhag is not to go like the gra. Okay, now the perush of Barei Nefashos Rabbis. Okay, is there's actually a, believe it or not, there's a machlokas about how the if you would call it a machlokas. But there's a discussion about how exactly you interpret the words of Barei Nefashos, how you translate them, depending on where the punctuation goes.
Mm.
Okay, Barei Nefashos Rabbis v'ches roinon al kol ma shebra lacha yisboim nefeshko, right? Or Barei Nefashos Rabbis v'ches roinon al kol ma right? So the ches roinon is, so the Mishnah Berurah is going to explain like this. He says, "Perish." The explanation into the meaning of Barei Nefashos is Barei Nefashos Rabbis, that Hashem created many different nefashos, many different souls. The noisin lo yisbarach, that the praise that we're giving Hashem is shevach al shabara devarim hechrechiim kugoin lechem, that Hashem created things which we require. Like lechem, things which we need, like bread. Udvarim ma'ilim af she'enem hechreach kegoin peiros. And also things which help, which are beneficial, which are nice, like fruits. Al hechreachim oime v'chesroinon. On the things which we absolutely require, that's what we mean, v'chesroinon. The things which we are lacking. Bal kol shar yoime al kol ma she'bro lachayos. And on everything else, that's what we're saying, on everything else, on everything that Hashem created to keep us alive, to sustain us. Now, how does the art scroll here it is. Alt scroll translates it. Blessed are you, Hashem, our God, King of the universe, who creates numerous living things with their deficiencies, for all that you have created with which to maintain the life of every being. Blessed is he, the life of the worlds. Okay, so so we would say with their deficiencies means the things which they absolutely require, yeah, like lechem, and for all that you've created to maintain the life, that's we're referring to other things. Okay, this is a nice thing to have in mind, yeah, when you're saying this bracha. Chesroinam means the things which we are literally we're lacking. If we don't have them, we're gonna die. If you don't have bread, if you don't have water, that's what we mean. Chesroinam, that we are created with deficiencies. And then there's other things which are you know nice, which help, which are beneficial. And that's al kol masher brasa. Okay. Adkan. Please. Again, let me know if there's anything, also mm-hmm. people that are listening, if there is anything that you would mm-hmm. Specifically like to learn next, then mm-hmm. It can be anything.
This is...
But this is... This is Gra, it's a Vilna Gaon?
Yeah.
Why is... this is it a common in...
That's his acronym.
The Gra.
Gaon Reb Eliyahu.
A tour. Is this tour or else abbreviation?
Sorry, tour.